And let's go to the news line this morning. Joining us is Project Manager of Planetarium and STEM Center Outreach at the United States Air Force Academy. Judith Cara is here. Good morning, Judith. It's great to talk with you again.
Good morning, Renee. It's great to talk to you again, too.
Now, this has been really a very exciting year for the planetarium reopening and, I would say, record number of people visiting, right?
Yes, we were just overwhelmed by the number of people coming. I think last time I talked to you, we hadn't even opened, but we had projected that maybe in a year we would get 25,000 visitors. Well, we haven't even been open a year yet, and we've had over 35,000 folks coming through. So we are just thrilled with the response from the community and from visitors to the academy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And it's really also a great thing for students. And you've had a lot of school field trips, it sounds like, as well.
Yes, teachers love bringing their students to us because there's no charge. And so as long as they have the transportation to bring the students to the planetarium, we can put on a show. We do Tuesday and Thursday morning field trips where they see a show and then they do some interactive educational exercises with our astronomer. Mm. So far we've had over 6,300 students on 130 school field trips. They've come as far as from places like Rocky Ford to visit the planetarium.
That's incredible.
Very nice. Judy, tell us about some upcoming holiday showings you've got. They're complimentary.
Yes, well, lots of people have been coming in and saying they remember coming to the planetarium with their grandparents or their parents when they were kids many years ago, and they would talk about the holiday shows being a tradition.
Right.
And so I wanted to find a family-friendly show that we could resurrect that tradition for our families. And so I found one called Superpower Dogs, which is currently showing at IMAX theaters across the country, but it's about working dogs all around the world. So there are vignettes on dogs who do water rescues off the coast of Italy or avalanche rescues in Canada. And so far, the people who have walked out of the door saying to me, that was wonderful or that was awesome. And of course, when they come to us, there's no charge. So they are really excited. We launched this on November 29th, and one of these great big Newfoundland dogs, his name was Angel, and he's 150 pounds. He actually flew in from Massachusetts to be there when we launched the show. So kids love that. He was like a bear, and they could climb on his back. And,
yeah, the Newfies are big.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. They're a big breed. But there are some special dates, which is fantastic for families who maybe have friends or family members coming in for the holidays. This would be a great thing to take them to, obviously. So
So over and above our usual Monday through Friday shows at 12:30 and 1:30, we're doing Superpower Dogs at lots of different times.
Okay.
Rather than trying to state them all now, people can go to our website at www.usafa.edu/planetarium, and the whole schedule for Superpower Dogs is on there, and we've tried to offer it at times when folks would be available to come with their kids.
Absolutely, and I can't imagine. And then also I wanted to see, Judith, if the show is still there that folks can go check out for the 50th anniversary of the lunar landing, the special showing that you had of Apollo 11. Is that still available for folks to see as well?
It is. We were able to obtain Apollo 11 First Steps Edition when we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the lunar landing back in July. But it's such an amazing movie that we still offer that on Tuesday and Thursday at 1:30, and people just love it. I should say that starting January 1st, we're going to be changing the schedule around a bit because I'm getting a couple of new shows. One of them is about volcanoes, and when you see those volcanoes up on the dome, it's absolutely amazing. So I encourage people to keep their eyes on our website so that they can see our new schedule and our new shows, but we will continue to offer Apollo 11 and Superpower Dogs well into next year.
Terrific.
Yeah, quick question. Do folks need to get tickets ahead of time, or is it kind of a...
No.
Because I have a feeling the Superpower, you know, dogs and stuff like that is going to be a very popular show.
Right. It's first come, first serve.
Okay.
And I anticipate over Christmas week in particular that will be pretty busy, but we just open up the doors and let people come on in.
Perfect.
We have 110 seats, so there's lots of room in there for people to come.
And for folks that are maybe not used to or do not have the DOD credentials to get onto the Air Force Academy, what's the best advice for them to take advantage of the planetarium?
They need to come to the North Gate. It's the easiest way to find the planetarium. If they come to the North Gate, all they need is a government-issued ID, like a driver's license, and they can just come on in the gate.
Right. Judith, it's always great talking with you. We need to have you back on The Extra again so we can get caught up on everything.
I'd love to. Yeah. It's always fun talking to you, Renee, and we have so many exciting things going on out there. I'm sure we can fill the time talking about all this great stuff.
Absolutely. That would be fantastic. Judith Kara, she is the Planetarium and STEM Center Outreach Project Manager at the Air Force Academy. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Great talking with you.
You too, Renee. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a great morning. Happy holidays. Yes.
7:42, KRDO's Morning News.